Later this month, the quincentennial of the Reformation will be observed. Next week, we'll invite Pastor Clint Schneckloth from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville back to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to discuss the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's 95 Theses. And also next week, we'll hear how First Presbyterian Church in Bentonville is planning a major musical observation. Right now, a bit more about how First Presbyterian is marking the five centuries since the Reformation began. Pastor Katie Cummings at First Presbyterian in Bentonville says observation of the Reformation will have a major role at the church.
Shaped our themes in worship and in our Christian education classes, as we have all kind of recaptured the journey, starting with Martin Luther on October 29th, 1517, when he nailed his 95 theses on the church door at Wittenberg. And we started with Luther. We've explored the history with John Calvin, some of Calvin's contributions in the way as Reformed Christians and as Presbyterians in particular, we understand and express our faith in worship and sacraments, in the way we use psalms in worship, how we nurture our faith in our children, how we express ourselves as church in service and worship. So all of these themes have shaped our whole fall. But we have these special events, the Hymn Festival, and also this is our first year to be able to host a newly endowed lecture series that was made possible by a generous estate gift from some beloved church members, Ben and Geraldine Claybaugh. And as a gift to the church, rooted in their love and their love of education, made possible this lecture series. So, of course, the theme for the first lecture series, as it intersects with the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation, we thought, well, let's have someone come and reflect on the Reformation and why it matters today. So we've invited Dr. David Jensen, who is the academic dean at Austin Presbyterian Theological Seminary, one of our Presbyterian seminaries in Austin. He is the academic dean and sits in the distinguished chair of Reformed Theology. And his research and teaching and writing is about how Christian faith intersects with daily living. So we thought that's the perfect person to come and reflect with us. So he'll be our preacher in worship on October 22nd, Sunday morning. He'll lead a lecture that night at 5 o'clock, Why the Past Matters. And then the next day, Monday, October 23rd at 7 o'clock, he'll lead another lecture on why the future matters today.
Pastor Katie Cummings from First Presbyterian Church in Bentonville discussed how the church is observing the 500th anniversary of the Reformation earlier this month. And we'll hear more from her and others in the area about how they'll mark the occasion next week on our daily editions of Ozarks at Large. By the way, Dr. David Jensen's lectures at First Presbyterian in Bentonville will be Sunday and Monday. You can learn more at fpcbentonville.org.